All right, the philosopher, Tim Flannery, is gone, so we go to the new philosopher. He actually was not a philosophy major. I know that, psychology major at Virginia, and that's Javier Lopez. Give me a little take on the ball club with the Hunter Pence injury. How do you guys view it?
Well, if it's going to happen to one guy that we think the recovery is going to be rather speedy, it'll be with Hunter. It gives an opportunity for lots of guys, and that's kind of how this club is made. You know, guys go down, other guys got to step up, and I think we proved it last year. We've been able to prove it the last 5 years, so, you know, it's just another opportunity for somebody to step up. But everybody believes Hunter will be back rather quickly.
As a pitcher, you sort of watch it happen. You can see the pitch coming inside. The hitter throws his arm up. What goes through the pitcher's mind when that happens?
Especially when it's your first outing, probably in spring for that guy, maybe even his second. It's not something that you want, especially to a star player like Hunter or any other player in that regard. But, you know, you feel bad. You feel some remorse. There's no doubt about it. And you always hope and pray that it's not as bad as it was. And fortunately for us, it wasn't his wrist. It was the arm. So the recovery process will go a lot quicker. And you know, again, you gotta move forward as a pitcher. But you do actually have those moments where you just have some moment of regret there.
Yeah, so he says the worst thing is he can't comb his hair. And for him, that's significant.
That is significant, since I've never actually seen him do that. So, you know, that's Hunter, though, for you. He sees a positive in anything, and he tries to bring a little levity in that situation. And, you know, for 4 to 6 or 8 weeks, he's going to be probably driving us crazy, but it'll be fun.
All right, Javier Lopez with us. How are you doing this spring? I always say you throw 35 innings in the season and you throw about 30 down here, so you're the only guy who throws more in spring than during the season.
Yeah, it's true. I'm feeling pretty good. I have a bullpen session today, and then I will be pitching in some games next week, and everything's feeling good. But, yeah, it is one of those things where, you know, you get down here and you relish those moments where I get to throw innings where I can repeat a delivery for more than one batter and kind of get into a groove and try all kinds of pitch sequences and things like that. And that's what I use spring for now, and I look forward to doing that now.
Yeah, what year is this for you in the big leagues now?
I will officially get my 10 years of service time now. I've got my parts of 13 seasons now, so I've been up and down and all around. So this is a special year. It'll be a fun year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Boy, the left-handed part of the bullpen is so important in all these World Series and everything else. You got a new guy in there, Okert, this year. Tell me about Steven Okert.
Yeah, the guy's got a nice arm. He's got a little bit of a funky delivery, which fits him perfect for us. And, you know, he showed it yesterday, pitched really well, and I think the future's bright for him. He's been in my work group for this spring, so it's been nice to watch him. And he's got the good athletic ability that you need when you're on the mound. And he's looking great. He's talkative and wants to learn, and that's really what you want from a young guy.
All right. Now, last thought for you, UVA basketball, how does that look? They're awfully good. They don't give up any points.
Yeah, they might not be the sexy basketball team to watch. I mean, they make you use all 35 seconds, but they're a special club. They got a big game today against Louisville. I think things are looking good going into the tournament. They play really good defense, and that's one thing that, you know, they say defense wins championships. And right now, I mean, they've lost one time to Duke, and that's it. So the defense has kept them in ball games, and I think they have enough offense to scare some teams come March.
Yeah, I like the coach. And, you know, his father was the guy at Wisconsin, Green Bay, Washington State. Remember when they played Cal? Cal got one shot, and that was it.
Yeah, Tony Bennett has brought in a different style, and I'm sure it took him a little bit to get the kind of guys to go there to play that kind of offense and defense, but it's proven itself now. I mean, the system has worked. It's 2 years in a row. They've won the ACC outright during the season. So, you know, we'll see what happens tournament time, but, you know, the guys believe, and that's what you need.
All right, pleasure having you on, as always.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.